Hello, people. It is day six of NAPOD Pomo and day six of my creativity assignments. Right, your assignment for today is I would like you to go out and take a photograph that is going to look good, meaning it's got to be composed well. Think about where you're placing subjects in your frame. But I want it to look good in a square crop. So your assignment today is a square crop. But that's not all, because today I'm going to introduce a restriction. I would like you to compose a shot that looks good as a square crop without using the rule of thirds. So for those of you that don't know what the rule of thirds is, if you imagine a noughts and crosses or a tic-tac-toe grid drawn across your picture, where the lines cross are the rule of thirds points, and pictures are quite often more pleasing if you take your subject and move them to the left or to the right or the top or the bottom to move the subject onto one of those rule of thirds points. What I would like you to do today is take a photograph in a square crop that doesn't use the rule of thirds, so your subject should not be on one of those rule of thirds points. That's not licensed to just compose it badly, by the way. I'd still like you to find a nice composition that's pleasing, but do avoid that rule of thirds at all costs. That's your restriction for today, and believe you me, that will make it difficult. Square crop pictures. It is tempting to just go for a bullseye composition, which means put something dead centre. That can sometimes work if it's a suitable subject. You know, something that maybe is side to side or top to bottom reflection type. Mirroring, if you see what I mean. So something that's the same side to side or same top to bottom. So like a mirrored composition can sometimes work well that way. Or alternatively, just, you know, move things close to the edge of the frame. Maybe use a bit of negative space, make something sort of lost in a big sea of space. There's lots of opportunities. Play around and find yourself a square crop. And as always, post that on Google+ and use the Creativity X hashtag. This seems to be becoming known as the Creativity X I don't know, what do we call this, assignment, exercise, or whatever project. There you go, Ruth says project, so it's the Creativity X project. So Creativity EX is your hashtag, and keep an eye on that on Google+. I would really like to turn this into a community thing, because a lot of you guys seem to know each other, which is brilliant. So let's start the critiquing of each other's pictures, because more and more people are joining in, and there's going to come a point where I can't comment on everything. I'm doing my best, and I've kept up so far, and I'm loving doing it, but at some point I may fall behind. So I'd like to say a massive thank you to people that have posted in the last 24 hours. We've had Will Kay, Georgina Allen, Rob Allen, Nancy. This is auto-corrected. It says Nancy Ayres, but I believe it's Nancy Hagues. And I'm sure I'm massacring your name, Nancy. Let me know how you pronounce that, will you? Rob and Mariandy Griffiths and Neil Hopkins. And we've got a couple of people catching up. Kim Andrews has posted a number of images today. She's catching up on a few days. Jen Thorpe is also catching up. I saw a big subject picture from her today. And David Watson, who has caught up on a whole bunch of days. Thank you to all of you for posting. I really appreciate it. It wouldn't be any fun at all without people joining in. So thanks very much for that. And please do pass on the word to your friends. And let's see if we can get as many people as possible involved in this. I'm going to also today share my circle of people that I think are taking part. So keep an eye on my Google+ feed, and if you'd like to get yourself a Creativity X circle, I will be sharing that about the same time as I post this this blog post. So thanks for joining in. I will catch up with you tomorrow in day 7. All right, bye-bye.